turundusuudised.
Next topic we have today is brought to us by Mintel.com once again, and actually the research they are talking about is quite interesting. Not too unique, but still interesting, and it goes on like saying that half of grandparents teach their grandchildren domestic skills. Of course, it's a story that goes about Great Britain and actually about the belief that we sometimes are hearing that our children are not behaving too well, and parents don't have time for them, and they're sitting only on the internet, and what bad will happen to them in the future. But it's nice to hear that this research actually, I believe it's not a question only in Great Britain. I believe it's in everywhere in Europe, also here in Estonia, the same case, that there are grandparents who actually are involved in the processes of actually in every aspect of our lives and in lives of our children much more than we acknowledge it, and much more than we understand it. And that's interesting that they are the ones, let's say, one fourth of them who are actually supporting with money the families, and they are teaching the alphabet, and they are taking care of children and taking them to the different places. So actually they are really great help in society, and we have sometimes forgotten about it. I think this is what the Mintel.com has to say with this research. My question is actually, when I also was reading it, was actually how and what does it tell to us as a marketers, as a people who are creating services? Can we use this kind of knowledge somehow that this research is bringing to us?
For me, it was interesting, and it was important from that point of view that I don't think that there are many marketeers understanding how strong is the link between the grandparents and the kids. Usually we look at family and define it as the combination of a parent and a kid, and then there are products targeted to families. But now when the grandparents come in, then we somehow happen to be in the situation that we have to target them both. And that means that we have to think about the different approach to marketing that we use to marketing to seniors. It means that the signs we make have to be bigger because the people don't have such a good eyesight anymore. The letters have to be in contrast. It has to be really kind of not bus, but very concrete communication. And then on the other side, it has to be kind of a very, very childish as well to appeal to the grandchildren. So it's important that usually we don't think about these two. It seems like it's kind of a two ends of a scale. But now we really have to think that we need to combine them in order to attract I do believe that in increasingly more important target groups, is my comment.
Yes, I think I totally agree with you, Animal, that we have not been paying enough attention to the bondage between grandparents and their grandkids. I have personally, I've just realized this point after reading this article. And also, since we're talking about marketing, one of the idea that flashed out is that sometimes for the producers and the companies, we might to change the strategies a little bit. For example, if you are a producer of the child's clothing, naturally you would think that it's mom and dad who are buying the clothes and shoes for children. But at least, like from my own personal experience, it's actually my mom, which is the grandmother of my kids, are buying much more things for her grandchildren than we do. So sometimes the target group of the marketing strategies need to be studied a little bit in depth. So
by the way, that's the same thing with our kids. My mom is buying more clothes to my kids than I do. Yeah, and she loves that. And I hate to spend time in buying clothes.
Yeah, exactly. I was because my children. I mean, my son is currently not here with me. He's with his mom. And every time we do the video chat, I saw him in the new clothes and ask, "Who is buying this?" She said, "Your mom is buying this." I said, "I mean, he has already got like tons of clothes." And my wife says, "I just can't stop her. You know? I just can't stop her. She keeps on sending and buying." So, and my mom is the type of person where she would she doesn't spend much on herself, but she'll be really
generous.
Willing to generous towards the grandson. So that is a sort of there's a marketing perspective in that.
So we can conclude here that marketers should more concentrate on grandmothers.
And grandfathers.
Yeah. Grandfathers. Yeah.